The Czech Film and Television Academy, or FAMU, has been educating filmmakers for over 60 years. Among its students were such personalities of Czech and international cinema as Miloš Forman, Jiří Menzel, Agnieszka Holland and Jan Svěrák. In this edition of One on One, we talk to Pavel Jech, the dean of the famed film school. Pavel Jech was born in Prague but grew up in the United States, where his parents moved after 1968, when he was just 2 months old. After graduating in history at Columbia University in New York, Pavel Jech returned to Prague in 1990, where his life took a different turn.
Well, 1990 was a very special time in Prague, as people that were here remember. So it was a very exciting, adventurous time. I was very young at the time, so that was a time of my life when I was also exploring things. So, and the country was exploring, and the whole atmosphere was one of exploration. So it was a big adventure at the time, and it wasn't a situation of like immigration, like maybe someone coming new to a country and having to adapt to that. I didn't have to go through that experience. Instead, it was taking part of a larger adventure that young people were part of at the time, or maybe the whole country was part of, and then gradually assimilating to Prague, where eventually I stayed.
Did you speak Czech back at home, or did you have to learn Czech when you came here?
I had to learn a lot of Czech when I came back. I thought I knew Czech, but because I grew up mainly in rural Pennsylvania, there wasn't so much interaction with other Czechs, and Czechs are not really the type of people that create ghettos. There's no larger Czech communities in the United States. So I didn't have so much contact with that. It's very common for second-generation Czech Americans not to speak any Czech at all. I did, but it was a mixture. It was a mixture of Czech and English.
You studied filmmaking at Columbia University with one of the famous Czech filmmakers, Vojtěch Jasný. His style is known for being very poetic. Did he influence you in any way in this, or what did you learn from him?
It's true. Vojtěch Jasný is a very lyrical filmmaker, so his style was not always so well understood in the United States, not even at a more alternative film school like Columbia University. So some students had difficulty adjusting to that style because American mainstream filmmaking is much more rational, much more narrative-based. So that was a revelation for me, too, his approach to filmmaking. Much later, I realized how much he influenced me. My primary profession I consider to be screenwriting, but on some independent projects and so on, I even do things like camera work sometimes. And in working in that area, I realized that I was very, very strongly influenced by Vojtěch Jasný, for sure.
Some of the students welcomed you as the dean, saying you broke the rather conservative filmmaking style that might still have to do with the famous period in the history of Czech film, the 1960s New Wave. When you came here, did you see that sort of enclosed circle of people who were following the same ideas for decades?
Well, this is a very old film school. It's 65 years old. It's one of the oldest film schools in the world. It also has an obligation to be the national film academy. So by definition, it's a very traditional place. That tradition needs to be shaken up every now and then because creativity needs openness, and it needs openness to new ideas. So I don't think any one person can influence the school completely. So my working here is just one of many influences on the school. But I do think that because I was perhaps an untraditional choice to be dean, that kind of shifted the spirit a little bit and helped people reconsider what we're doing here. We'll never completely abandon the traditions. A lot of what the traditions are very important, and they're very valuable. There's certain values and traditions of FAMU which endure, that were important in the early 50s, were important in 1989, and are important today. So I hope that whatever transitions the school goes through, that those values will always remain.
Czech film was sort of internationally famous and internationally acclaimed in the 1960s and then again in the 90s. What is missing today? Because it seems that the Czech filmmaking is sort of stuck, both as far as ideas go and sometimes even as far as skills go.
Well, it's kind of a popular sport in this country to criticize Czech film, especially among Czech filmmakers. But there is some truth to that for sure. I think one of the basic problems here is maybe that it's a little bit too easy to make a film, that people are a little bit too satisfied with the projects, and they don't push them far enough, because the Czech film viewer is quite loyal to Czech film. So when there's Czech actors, when it's in the Czech language, people will support the film. So if the film doesn't have an outrageous budget and it's made by competent people, usually the film will get made. And so there might not be an urgency to make the film better. That said, in this past year, I have, among mainstream filmmakers, I've seen a willingness to kind of push the content a little bit further. So I was pretty happy with films like Protector, for instance, that were attempting to address issues and be informed by issues from a current perspective that are important to uncover, and also if formally trying to make the film be something that's fresh and looking forward, not just speaking to an old style.
You split the international program into two parts, into a more practical-oriented and a more academic one. Do you think that this could maybe happen even in the main program for Czechs?
Well, FAMU has the status of a university, so it has to be academic-oriented as well. In fact, we even have PhD studies at FAMU, which is not typical for every film school, although in Europe that's a growing trend. But that said, we are still 90% practical. Most of the energy that people put into the school, students and teachers, is on practical work. People are artists first and foremost. They have to be educated artists. They have to be they have to have a broad range of interest and an understanding for society. And but often our students get that even before they come to the school. It's very typical that students that come to FAMU already have some other higher education before they come here. So we'll never be a university on the level of, let's say, Charles University or other schools, but we'll always be an elite art academy focusing on the practical craft and on artistic development.
Do you see any specific features of Czech cinema, of Czech filmmaking, perhaps when you compare it to other Central and Eastern European countries, or even Austria that's been recently very successful? Is there any Czechness to filmmaking in the Czech Republic?
Czechs always say that Czechs don't make genre films, that there are not very many genre films made here, like thrillers or westerns, of course, things like that, romantic comedies. But there is a genre of Czech film. Czech film does have its own characteristics, and it's not any surprise that when there's an advertisement for a new Czech film, it's always advertised as a Czech film, just as in the U.S., it's a romantic comedy or so on. And Czech film does have certain characteristics. It usually means some kind of anti-hero is involved. The hero is not someone in the mold of Mel Gibson, but has some more loser aspects to him, more coming from the Schwenk tradition. There'll definitely be elements of comedy, but it won't be a completely funny film. It'll probably have elements of sadness to it as well. And there probably won't be any larger issues at stake. It'll be probably a smaller story. Those are kind of trends that I see within what I would call the Czech film genre. But again, it's filmmakers are exploring a little bit more these days. So I was happy with the very recent things, like a film like Protector or Three Seasons in Hell, or a series of genre films that are coming out. That's all healthy because it means that filmmakers are trying to reach out and stake new territory.